hello, welcome back. It's the In-Flight Dublin podcast, of which we haven't thought of a name for yet, but maybe next time. This podcast is going to be a lead-in to the one at the end of February. It's going to be completely Oscar-focused. So in this one, we're going to talk about the Golden Globe winners that were released back in January, and we're going to talk about the Oscar nominations that came up as well. So, do you want to start?
Cool, yeah. So, I suppose we could start with the best motion picture / best picture. So, Bohemian Rhapsody won the Golden Globe for best motion picture drama. And I thought that was kind of disappointing, to be honest, because, like, even though the movie was pretty fun, I think it might have just been fun because Queen's music is really fun. I don't know if the movie itself was actually all that spectacular. I don't know, maybe I'm a bit critical. I know some people really, really loved it, but just up against some of the other nominees, like, yeah, it just didn't really stand out to me.
How was that?
Higher. Can you go a bit higher?
If I go any higher, only dogs will hear me.
Try.
Galileo! Galileo Figaro!
Higher.
Jesus, how many more Galileos do you want?
With regards to the Oscars, the nominees for Best Picture are really interesting this year. So, like, first of all, we have Black Panther, which is the first comic book-based film that's been nominated for Best Picture, so that's kind of exciting. And then we have some kind of unusual stuff that got nominated as well, like Black Klansman. Like, I just didn't really expect that to get nominated for Best Picture, but there we have it, and it would actually be really cool if it won as well, because I really liked it. Then, of course, we have the more standard stuff like A Star is Born. So with A Star is Born, I feel like it's one of those really, the Oscar bait, you know, that real typical drama that you always get every year. This really kind of long-winded drama that's really sentimental and people go wild for it. And like, I actually try to avoid those Oscar bait movies because, you know, people are all like, oh my God, it's so good, it's so good. And then if you don't like it, you have to sort of justify that position, like, for those people. So I actually try to avoid that sort of stuff so that I don't end up having to justify my opinion. And that's what I was planning to do with A Star is Born. I was like, I don't think I'm going to like this movie and people are going to hate me for not liking it. But someone was just like, no, honestly, it's so, so good. It's so good. You have to go see it. So I trusted that person and I did not love it. Like, but it's not that I hated it or anything. It's just that it wasn't particularly interesting. It was that sort of, I don't know, that sentimental playing on the heartstrings thing that it just didn't work for me, to be honest. Like, the songs were gorgeous. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are both gorgeous. They've got excellent chemistry, but it's just not best picture material in my personal opinion. And I would really love to see Roma win, to be honest, because I just really loved it. I thought it was amazing, but I will gush about that later. that will come up again.
I feel like I agree with you on pretty much all of those points. I don't think Bohemian Rhapsody should have won the Golden Globe either. I can see how it's such a big crowd pleaser. And I'm a fan of Queen. My parents are huge fans. It's the kind of music that I listen to in cars, driving places. I know there was a lot of inaccuracies for the sake of drama, but I also know that the two remaining band members of Queen were heavily involved in it. So they obviously approved these timeline inaccuracies. And I think it's just one of those films where it baits the crowd. You know, it's sort of, this is exactly what people want, even though it's not what happened. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like a biography is original enough to warrant a Best Picture award. To move on to the Oscars, I'm going to do a little plug there for The Favourite, which I absolutely loved. And I know it contradicts my earlier point about inaccuracies a little bit, but they didn't even try to make it historically accurate. So there was no pretense that this is actually how the sequence of events went. What you said about Black Panther, I was really impressed it got nominated as well. I enjoyed the film a lot, but I don't know if maybe it got the vote because of all the hype surrounding it when it came out.
Okay. I personally quite liked Black Panther, and forgive me for saying this, but I can never tell the difference between any of the other Marvel movies. So, like, if you told me the story in Captain America,
Winter Soldier,
or Civil War, or any of those, I wouldn't actually remember you know, which film it was relating to, whereas I think Black Panther stood out for me. But I agree, I maybe wouldn't expect it to get the Oscar, to be honest. Like, I think that's, it's quite a surprise, but I do think it would be cool if it did.
It would be really cool, yeah. It'd be a nice change. And no, it's not an original because it's based on a comic book, but it is still kind of an original because it's the first film. Mm. It's the first Black Panther film, and yeah, we've had tons of Supermans and Batmans and Iron Mans and all the rest of them over the years.
Y'all sitting up here comfortable. Must feel good. It's about 2 billion people all over the world that looks like us, but their lives are a lot harder. Wakanda has the tools to liberate them all.
And what tools are those?
Vibranium. Your weapons.
Our weapons will not be used to wage war on the world.
Shall we move on to Best Actress?
Yes.
/ Lead Actress. So, Golden Globes, Gaga won this. Like, again, Gaga was really good. She was surprisingly good for, you know, when you sort of think, oh, that person's a pop star, they're not going to translate that well. She was surprisingly good in that sense, but like, just Oscar winning, I'm not so sure. The songs were amazing. She has an incredible voice, and whenever she was singing, I got excited. I was like, oh my God, this is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But when she was acting, I was kind of like, oh, you know, it was just, it was fine.
It'd be a bit of a kick in the teeth for the other actresses that have been around for a long time for a singer to get an Oscar on her first try as well.
I suppose. I don't know. I just didn't... I wouldn't be opposed to it if I thought she was incredible. I just didn't... She didn't blow me away is basically it. Yeah. But she was. She was really good, but she just wasn't outstanding. Unlike... I'm probably going to butcher this name. Yalitza Aparicio, I believe is how you pronounce it. She was the lead in Roma, and she was just absolutely outstanding. She just blew me away, and I went to see it in the cinema. I know it's a Netflix production, so I think you can watch it on Netflix right away. I went to see it in the cinema, and I never cry at movies. I'm not a sentimental person. You guys probably know this because I'm such a Grinch about Christmas movies, and I had such a chip on my shoulder about A Star Is Born. I'm not a sentimental person, but I was actively stifling sobs when I was watching Roma. It was just so good, and she was amazing, and she was so expressive while being so subdued, and I just thought she was outstanding. So she's who I'm backing for an Oscar. Like, I would just love to see that.
I think there's, when it comes to the award season, I think it's based on a voting system. People are going to vote for the favourite. There's a lot of politics in Hollywood, as we're all well aware, so maybe that's the reason why there's so much overlap and why these kind of people would win ahead of someone like, just to plug, Nicole Kidman in The Destroyer. Didn't even recognise her for a while. Absolutely incredible how much she put into that performance. The winner of the Golden Globe for Best Actress for Drama was Glenn Close in The Wife. Didn't see it.
I haven't seen it yet either. I don't think it's out yet here.
It hasn't been released?
I think, yeah.
Oh, that might be why I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
And then for musical or comedy winner in Golden Globes was Olivia Colman in The Favourite.
I do love Olivia. I haven't seen The Favourite, full disclosure, but I love Olivia Colman. She is amazing.
She's so good. Yeah. Everything she's been in. And she's so capable of moving across different genres. Like, you look at her in Peep Show and then you watch The Favourite, and she's in a lot of comedy dramas. I read a really interesting interview article by her a few years ago where she said that the best thing that ever happened to her career was not being conventionally attractive, because she was offered really interesting roles instead of just being the sidekick, the girlfriend, the wife. She gets to be someone who doesn't rely on their appearance, and she changes up her appearance in a lot of things. And she was absolutely incredible in The Favourite. She threw herself into that. There were times watching it where I was embarrassed by her behaviour. I don't know her. And I was just cringing in my seat like, oh my God, someone tell this woman to cop on. So I was really impressed, and she's up for an Oscar as well.
Did you just look at me? Did you? Look at me! Look at me! How dare you! Close your eyes!
Okay, so I think next we have Best Director. So as I have been gushing already about Roma, I'm really glad that Cuarón won the Golden Globe for Best Director. Like, I don't know how much more I can gush about this movie. It was obviously just the best movie I've seen in a little while. It was gorgeous, it was heartbreaking, it was also funny sometimes. It had this backdrop of conflict kind of on the streets with the dirty wars, what was happening in the background in the 70s in Mexico. But then it also had this like conflicted class structure in the home. home. It was just absolutely beautiful and I loved it. So I'm glad that won the Golden Globe, and it would be a delight if he were to win the Oscar as well.
Yeah, I mean, you've a hyped up Roma for me now. I haven't seen it. I might go home and watch it tonight.
I think you should.
I'm a big fan of Alfonso Cuarón's work as well, so I can kind of imagine how good Roma was without having seen it. Do you remember that scene in Children of Men when he leaves the building with the baby? Like, I've seen it so many times and it still gives me chills. Love that.
Is that the one that I think it's done all in one shot? Like one unbroken
shot? One unbroken shot, and it's just pure silence. It's incredible. So, I mean, I'd be happy if he won. As much as I'm picking up the favour here, I found some of the directorial choices a bit too nuanced for my taste, maybe. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert in it, but it reminded me quite a bit of those old BBC adaptations of the classics. You know, I have them all at home, and like 1970s Wuthering Heights and stuff. And it's like that. It's the wide shots and it's the dark and the... It felt dated, but I think it because it's been so long since that kind of thing's been done, it seemed new. Obviously it looked new because the quality of the cameras and stuff is a lot better than it used to be. But there was a lot of fisheye, huge rooms, tiny people, actual candlelight. It was really interesting to watch, and it was a really good film, but it was a little disconcerting. I felt when it chopped and changed between these. There was one scene, a dance scene, and the camera's centred in the room on the two characters, and they come towards the camera as they dance, and then it jumps to a wide shot, and then it's a lot of moving around. And I think the strength in The Favourite lay in the screenplay and the acting.
Okay.
I think it would have been good regardless of how it was shot. So I don't know if it warrants a Best Director Oscar there.
Okay. Yeah, I think your man, the director, Yorgos Lanthimos, he's kind of a bit of a weirdo, really.
Yeah, he did like, The Lobster as well.
And Killing of a Sacred Deer. And I loved The Lobster. And then Killing of a Sacred Deer was getting so much hype. So I went to see that and I just came out kind of wondering, what was that movie actually about? Like, I had no idea and I felt dumb for not getting it. But yeah, I think he's a bit strange. So
yeah, it's which is nice to see.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying that. I'm the same. I really liked The Lobster. But there was a little while there where you're like, I'm sorry. What's happening here?
Yeah.
But even then, you must be careful. You need to choose a companion that is a similar type of animal to you. A wolf and a penguin could never live together. Nor could a camel and a hippopotamus. That would be absurd. Think about it.
So next, Best Motion Picture for Animated or an Animated Feature. So I'm not usually one for animated movies at all. I tend to think of them as kids' movies, and I'm kind of like, why would I bother go seeing a kids' movie? So a couple of weeks ago, my boyfriend turned to me and he was like, will we go and see Into the Spider-Verse for date night? And I was like, am I a 12-year-old boy? You know, why would we go see an animated Spider-Man movie? But I'm actually so glad that he convinced me to go, because it was so much fun. Like, it wasn't so childish that an adult couldn't enjoy it. And I'm particularly sensitive to that sort of thing. Like, I don't go to see kids' movies as an adult now. I just don't do it. But this didn't feel like a kids' movie. The animation was absolutely gorgeous. Like, it combined all these different styles. There was like your kind of modern CGI, and then there was like a character who was done in sort of an anime style, and then there's a character who was done in classic Warner Brothers Looney Tunes type style. And it was just so much fun to see them all kind of come together in the screen. And the soundtrack was so much fun. Like, it had Vince Staples and Post Malone and this sort of stuff. And it was just, it was so gas. And I really enjoyed it. So I can definitely see why it won the Golden Globe for animated film. And I would love to see it win the Oscar. Having said that, I have to admit, the only other movie I've seen in the animated section is Isle of Dogs. And it was fine. Like, it was nice. But, you know, I just thought Into the Spider-Verse was so much better. But I haven't seen the other movies. So
yeah,
not the most educated guess here.
Isle of Dogs was really interesting stylistically, so I think that could contribute a lot to why. And it was an original idea, it was a good idea, weird idea, but you know, there was some big names in it as well.
I think that was actually one of my issues with it, because the voices were so recognisable. I spent half the time thinking, where do I know that voice?
Yeah,
and I was trying to figure out who all these people were, and like, I know that's such a stupid, really personal, like it's something that I did wrong, but like, I was distracted by those big name voices, so I wasn't paying as much attention maybe as I should have been. But I spent ages trying to figure out who Edward Norton was. I was like, what is his name?
Which dog are you?
Yeah,
for Best Animated Picture. Up for a nomination is Incredibles 2, and I really, really liked it. And I think one of the main reasons that I really liked it was the soundtrack. They did this really cool thing where they wrote theme songs for Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl and Frozone, and I have them on my Spotify playlist. They're only like 90 seconds, 2 minutes long, and they're really fun. And the whole film felt fun. They begin it immediately from the end of the previous film, and it's kind of the repercussions of them becoming a super family together. And I don't know, I just really, really liked it. I thought it was one of those sequels that stood alone. I'd like to see that win.
You have powers! Yeah, baby! And there's not a scratch on you! Did you go through the locked door? Are those your powers? Ha-ha! You can multiply like rabbits and go right through any solid... Oh my God.
But yeah, I think next week, not next week, next month, we'll seriously dissect the Oscar winners. On that note, one of the things that we do in our company every year is that the social committee gets together and puts out the nominations, and we pick who we think will be the winner. And whichever person in the office got most categories correct wins a little prize. Tends to be a little fake gold Oscar statue. You never know. So we'll talk about that a little bit next week as well. Sort of mesh it together with what the general population of our office thought would be a winner and what actually ended up winning.
Cool. Looking forward to it.